Cyclone Fanatic Radio is on the air.
You ready? Let's go.
Live from Benchwarmers Sports Bar in Ankeny, this is the Cyclone Fanatic Radio Show, presented by Nebraska Furniture Mart in Clive.
I won't deny you, I'm a straight rider. You don't wanna...
Time to play the game.
Now, here are your hosts, Chris Williams and Brent Bloom from CycloneFanatic.com.
What's up, everybody, and welcome to another Thursday here at Benchwarmers in Ankeny, a little Cyclone Fanatic radio show presented by Nebraska Furniture Mart in Clive. My name is Chris Williams, joined as always by my co-host and best buddy, Brent Bloom. How are you, my man?
Just ready for some basketball tonight. Some football?
Yeah, a little. This is actually a fun night.
It is.
Zach Spears is coming.
Zachopedia.
Yeah, he's going to stop by and watch games. After this, we've got Kirk Collins.
The Encyclopedia.
The Encyclopedia is putting
on a headset. We got all sorts of pedias.
Yeah.
What's the deal?
So you've got hoops. You've got – we do have two pedias. That's weird. Yeah. We've got the Hawks in Texas, which is a very intriguing basketball
Indeed.
Game. You've got Alabama playing at 8:30 tonight against Doc Sadler and Southern Miss on the SEC Network. So tune in for that one, Cyclone Nation. And you've got a Big 12 football game, Kansas State and West Virginia. Kirk Collin, the Cyclonepedia, in Cyclonepedia. What's up?
Not much.
Welcome to the program.
Thanks.
Welcome to the program. So we're going to talk. We're going to go heavy on Big 12 basketball this opening segment. Before we do, before they kick off, make your pick right now. Do we like Kansas State tonight? I'm going with Bill Snyder rolling into Morgantown, bringing home a victory tonight, Bloom. You're going to go with Holgorsen, your boy. This is classic Williams and Bloom, like.
We say
argument
it every,
right
we say,
here.
Say it every time. You don't just roll into a night game in Morgantown and win. Even the vampire.
It's Bill Snyder. You don't just create championship programs in Manhattan, Kansas, but Bill Snyder can do it.
I like the Mountaineers to pull that one out.
Why?
I just think the offense, they've got enough offense to get it done.
Yeah.
And to slow down that K-State run game. Jake Waters hasn't quite been the same since he got dinged up in the Oklahoma
don't
game.
Don't you ever doubt Jake Waters.
I know. I like West Virginia at home. Simple as that.
All right, I'm gonna pick the Fighting
what,
Bill
what is
Snyder.
That? What is that?
Kirk, settle it. Who do you got? Settle it.
Well, I picked West Virginia just because you made me pick someone. I don't know. I think West Virginia probably went at home, but I don't like betting against Bill Snyder.
No, nor should you.
I don't really. I'm jealous of him.
Nor
but.
Should you. All right, Benchwarmers here in Ankeny. Cyclone Fanatic Radio presented by Nebraska Furniture Mart and Clive. I want to talk Big 12 basketball. There's been some intriguing storylines, gentlemen, here over the last couple days or so. First of all, Oklahoma goes into Omaha last night. My guy, Lon Kruger, against my other guy, Greg McDermott, two of my all-time favorites. And I was shocked. Oklahoma had, what, a 17-point lead in that basketball game. I did not get to watch it. I have it on DVR. I plan on watching it late tonight. What in the world happened, though, Bloom? What happened to the Fighting Lon Krugers?
Oklahoma played as well as you can play in a half in the first. It looked fantastic. Making shots, guarding, defensively they were awesome. And then for whatever reason, the second half, they just couldn't do anything right. They gave up a bunch of threes to Creighton. And Creighton's a little bit like Iowa State has been in the past. They live and die by the three, and they start making a bunch of them. And there's not a whole lot Oklahoma could have done. And, you know, Oklahoma really suffered with the – ability to not score off the dribble. If Buddy Hield was not scoring, they're going to have some problems this year. You know, I like Spangler, and I like the new kid, the Taylor kid. But do you really want Cousins or a Woodard trying to make shots? I just offensively, they're good when they're running and they've got pace and they're making shots. But Creighton was able to slow them down more of a half-court style, and Oklahoma did not handle it well.
Did Oklahoma, and again, I haven't watched the game yet. Did they look like they were taking – is this a team that's like Texas tonight? I think the Hawks might beat Texas tonight because I think Texas is a team who I want to play right now. I don't want to play Texas in February. The same goes with Kansas. I think you can make that excuse or whatever for a lot of teams in the country. Iowa State's going to be better in February, clearly. A team like Iowa I think is pretty well meshed together at this point. They played a lot of basketball together. So my point is Creighton's got a tough home court. You know, there's that whole deal. Is Oklahoma going to – get better?
I don't know what their upside is. I really don't.
You don't? Okay.
Spangler is
who
he is.
You're not a big Oklahoma guy.
I think they're good. I think they're solid, but we saw what happened to them in the NCAA tournament and the Big 12 tournament. Once they run into a team, remember, Baylor got them in the half court, and they struggled. North Dakota State got them in a half court, and they struggled. They're just a team that needs to run and play with pace in order for them to succeed. And, you know, Kirk can probably chat more about this, but I don't know off the dribble in a half court who they're giving the ball to if you can shut down Buddy Hield.
Well, their starting five is really good, but Spangler and Taylor, I don't know who can really score on the inside for them.
Right.
Spangler can clean things up like crazy. Woodard and Cousins are pretty good shooters, but they're not volume shooters. They took like 93s each last year and shot like 40%, which is good, but they're really relying on Hield. I didn't really think the loss of Cameron Clark was going to be that devastating for him, but maybe I was wrong.
Time. Lionel,
I was high on them, man. I thought they were going to run for second or third.
Me too.
And here's they had more possessions, I think, than Iowa State did last year. It was right at it.
You're right. It's pretty negligible, the difference. But, yeah, they're similar pace.
I'm bringing pace into possession into this discussion. They need to play at a quick pace in order to succeed because they're all kind of a long and rangy team. They're not really good in a straight post-up half-court setting.
In my Big 12 basketball poll before the season, I had Kansas number one. I had Iowa State number two. I had Oklahoma at three and Texas all the way down at number four. So I'm anxious to see this Texas Longhorn team tonight. I watched them play Alcorn State, who's garbage.
Yeah.
Boy, they were a bad basketball team. But now I'm a little bit concerned about my poll, gentlemen. I know we're only two games in. I'm a little bit concerned, though, in the sense that you've got a Kansas team that, listen, you can't, don't over-exaggerate on what the Kansas loss was because that's an NBA team that they're playing in Kentucky. But they can't shoot.
Right.
Kansas can't shoot. I don't know if they're going to win it this year. I don't know who is. Maybe it's Texas. Maybe it's Iowa State. Maybe Kansas State sneaks in. I don't know. But am I overreacting about Kansas right now? It's still Bill Self. You know they're going to get better, but they looked bad.
They played as bad as possible,
and
their game plan was bizarre. They kept running into the bigs of Kentucky, and it's like, what are you doing? It's like taking another shot of whiskey after you're drunk. Like, that doesn't help. They kept going in there. It's like, Frank Mason, stop.
It's a man speaking from experience.
Shoot
a three. Yeah, Bloom knows to not go inside. Frank Mason can't figure it out.
What is he doing? Stop going in there. And then when they can't make threes, they're going to have some offensive nights where they're just not great. Alexander and Oubre are talented, but they're not there yet. And their point guard, I've never been sold on Mason or the other guy looked very average, Graham. So
I like Graham.
He's okay.
Gonna be all right. He's
a guy,
right.
Though. He's just – they're not
– Has Kansas ever looked – beat them. Has Kansas ever looked so – lacking in star power far as they don't have a single guy that could contend for first, second, or third team All-American right now unless it's a young guy that rises up out of kind of nowhere.
Yeah, and Wayne Selden has never been a really aggressive player, and he needs to be. And they look as beatable as they have in a decade.
So it sounds
like really
me,
since that first year of the Chalmers era.
It sounds to me like the Big 12 is going to take a step back.
I don't think it's a step back. I mean,
seems
I still
like
think
it.
It's
top,
still really.
Top five are really good,
right?
But they're going to beat each other up. Like, this is going to be a deal where there's no reason why Iowa State can't win it this year.
So, the winner of the Big 12 will have how many losses then?
I still think four or five.
No way. They're five losses.
It's been that way for. I mean, what Kansas won it with four last
four
year.
Four is pretty typical.
So that's going to be – I think it'll be four. I'm pretty comfortable in saying the winner will be 14-4. Maybe even 13-5, depending on if people beat each other up. And then you're not factoring in, like, a Baylor is going to win some home games against the top five.
They may be better than what we thought. I don't think they're going to be great, but, those guys are still really athletic.
Rico Gathers is still there, which is a surprise.
Well, he's awesome. How long has he been there?
The top four, I mean, I want to see if they can all protect their home court against each other, but – yeah, there's someone of the top four is going to lose in the Octagon of Doom, probably more than one of them. I mean,
that's the sleeper, guys. That's the team. That's your team.
I still haven't even seen Kansas State play yet this year, obviously. But
what have you been doing, Kirk?
Has Kansas State been on TV yet?
No, probably not. I haven't seen them play either. I'm just a big believer.
No, I want to see them play.
I think they have upper level talent in the Big 12, but the Bruce Weber factor. I mean, Do I kill Bruce Weber too much?
He gets him to play hard, which I think is the role of any coach. But I don't know, from an X's and O's standpoint, sometimes they falter late. They struggled with UMKC, and they won by 10. But UMKC beat Missouri, and actually UMKC plays up in Ames next
Dude,
month.
Dude, what's up with the Kangaroos? Man.
They're playing better.
Holy
they got a,
mackerel.
They got a fun little style of basketball. It'll be an entertaining game
when they
visit.
It should be a good place to recruit to. I wouldn't think it'd be that hard to convince some kids to go to Kansas City and play basketball.
It's an interesting campus. So.
All right, this segment of the Cyclone Fanatic Radio Show brought to us by our good friends at the Iowa Clinic Men's Center. This is very important statistic right here. Nearly one-third of men do not have a primary care provider. And I can tell you what, I got my guy, Dr. Nicholson, here in Ankeny at the Iowa Clinic Men's Center. It's really changed everything. I used to, like, wasn't scared to go to the doctor, but I didn't like to. I still don't like to, but it's not that bad. The Iowa Clinic Men's Center, go to their website, iamenscenter.com, where they've got an FAQ page. You can go and read about, you know, different men's health issues, 8 metro locations at Altoona, Ankeny, Des Moines, Indianola, Johnston, Urbandale, Waukee, and West Des Moines, iamenscenter.com. Iowa State goes to Kansas City on Monday, where they're going to take on the Alabama Crimson Tide. Not the football team, but it is the basketball team. They are 2-0. Again, if you're listening on Thursday Night Live on 1460 KXNO, former Cyclone assistant coach Doc Sadler in Southern Miss will go toe-to-toe with the Crimson Tide. Anthony Grant is their head coach. I actually think they have... They've got some hidden talent, I think, on that team. It's kind of pulling it all together. Let's be frank, gentlemen. Iowa State's the most talented team in that field next week. Fun little game, though. It's a fun tournament because I think if you're an Iowa State fan cruising down I-35, you go, we should win all of these games. But still, I think you're playing to get some good coaches. Herb Sendek's team's awful.
They're bad.
You're not going to have to worry about them. But I think the other two games could be fun. No, Bloom, you just are really unimpressed by the CBE Hall of Fame Classic.
I don't think Alabama's very good. They've got some athletes.
I don't think they're good.
They struggled with Western Carolina.
They can't score, so that they'll get beat
Georgia
tonight.
State, better?
I think they're going to get beat tonight at home to Southern Miss, and we'll find out a little
Doc's
bit more.
Doc's team's bad, though.
Alabama, historically, is one of the worst Power Five offenses in college basketball. They play a little slower down tempo.
What's their pace, Kirk?
I don't know, man. Let me watch
good,
your
honest,
game.
Good honest question.
I've been waiting to watch your game tonight. I got them set up. I'm ready.
All right.
They've got a freshman point guard who they're relying on quite a bit. A little guy like 5'10", 160. And then they got a all SEC freshman team guy back in Hale, who's a nice little forward. But if Iowa State's playing well, that game should be double figures. But the Maryland game could be a really good test because they've got some big bodies that could give Iowa State some fits.
I'm so interested in the rotation factor for Iowa State. I think, gentlemen, this is a big stretch of basketball for Abdul Nader. I think Matt Thomas has his spot. Abdul Nader, I'm not sure if he – I think he's going to get minutes no matter what. But is Abdul Nader going to be like a major contributor this year? Is he going to be a guy, you know, a depth guy? And I think – because McKay's going to play. Jameel McKay's getting his time come December 20th. So I don't know. I think we've talked all offseason, Bloom, about how Nader's the real wild card in this basketball program this year. I think pressure's on. You know, we talked about it with Dorsey Walker. When those two are out, I don't think Dorsey Walker cut the mustard. I think his minutes are cut. I think they should be. He looks like a fish out of water out there when you look at the rest of the guys. They all look like they're, you know, I feel like Sharon, I think he's got talent. I think he's got a decent future at Iowa State, but he looks hesitant out there. So how is Abdul Nader going to assert himself this week?
I bet the coaches don't even know.
Yeah, I don't
because
know.
Because for the reports you hear, and you know more than me, is he's either the best player on the floor or he just kind of disappears. And they're not really sure what they're going to get. I mean, the athleticism isn't a question. He's a legit 6'6", athletic guy, can guard, but makes some tough shots. Supposedly a pretty good three-point shooter, but he shoots it better when he's guarded than when he doesn't. I don't know. I don't know what to expect. I'm really looking forward to seeing him play because he could be a key cog. I don't think he's ever going to start with the group they have, but he could be the 6'7" guy coming off the bench.
Yeah, and I've never seen him play, and I've just been chomping at the bit to watch him. So I'm really excited for Monday. Hopefully they stretch a little bit of a lead, and if he's playing dicey or not, he gets a bunch of minutes to work in a little bit. But the versatility with him, it sounds like he's as versatile as we've had with being a big body and guard the post enough.
Boy, yeah.
He can move on the perimeter. I mean, Matt Abdelmassi talked him up enough with the Royce White-esque on the
Royce White? Some of the things you hear about this guy, you're like, oh, man, can't wait to see him. And then you hear, well, yeah, but, you know, so he's one of the more intriguing players going into a season I think I've seen in a long time.
Those Royce White comparisons, I was watching highlights of him the other night, and I was like, oh, my God, this is like a once-in-a-lifetime talent with just an offensive tackle on a fast break. And then you compare a guy sitting out, and it's like, oh, God, if there's another one of these, that's crazy.
Yeah, and
the good news with this with him is he doesn't have to come in and just dominate, because the way Hope's playing right now, he can hold down that other spot. Of course, Niang's going to play.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, DeJuan Jones has been fantastic through two games, just two games. And we all know where we're getting from Monte Morris. So he doesn't have to come in and just dominate the ball and score a bunch of points. He can be a role guy at first, be a defender, rebound the ball, play in the fast break. He doesn't have to take 10 shots a game. And so I think they'll fit him in the rotation nice. I'd be surprised if he plays any more than, you know, 15, 20 minutes a game down in Kansas City.
Well, it'll be interesting. I'm more interested in the CBE Hall of Fame Classic than Bloom is. I think it's going to be fun.
It's fun, but we're not playing.
But Bloom is a fan. Wouldn't you rather watch your team play Alabama than a directional Michigan school?
Oh yeah.
I don't care how good they are. It's the, you know, I'm sure Hawk fans are enjoying watching Iowa play Texas right now, because it's a team you've heard of.
Right.
Damn it. And I've seen these games in Hilton with Lamar coming to town. It's boring.
Let's not say that Alabama's going to win the SEC, though.
I don't think they're going to. I think they're a bad SEC team, but at least they're an SEC team.
Either way, no matter how bad they are, you can learn more from playing in Alabama than from playing a Lamar.
And, you know,
I totally agree. I'm not killing the CBE.
What do you want them to do? What do you want?
I want to play Alabama.
Go to Maui every year?
I would love that.
As would I. And hopefully at that point,
well, next year,
Iowa State's like a really dynamic football program, and Rhodes and Heff just can't make it out to Maui, and they call us. Because, you know, Fellingham, he's with the girls.
Right.
Who else do they go? They call us, Bloom.
We should make it happen. Let's start making calls already.
The encyclopedia.
You know, someone
here
has to keep stats.
Yeah,
stat guy. Just saying.
Yeah.
Next year they're going to Niceville, Florida?
Yeah.
Who's in that tournament? I read that release.
Illinois.
That'll be a fun game.
I don't know.
They're not playing premier teams. Maybe that's the plan.
Maybe if you get to another Sweet 16, you start to get those type of invites.
I would much rather, and it's kind of gone from college basketball, I'd much rather see big-time home-and-home games. Like something like with Michigan. And I think Iowa State's kind of in a tricky spot because we're not quite good enough yet where Duke would want to come to Hilton because they lose to Iowa State and it's a lost Iowa State.
And I've been –
I would love a home-and-home with a top-10 team.
Well, you'd think if Iowa State plays well again – when they keep doing that Big 12 SEC team, they won't get an Arkansas. They might get a Florida or a Kentucky.
That's
what you have to hope for.
I actually asked this question to somebody who knows a lot about college basketball scheduling, and Hilton scares the crap out of those programs, kind of like what you were alluding
to. Well, that's fine, but, I mean, everybody knows that. So if you lose in Hilton, it shouldn't be a big deal.
Yeah, well, that...
It's not like Boulder. Like, Boulder was hard to play in, but if you lost there, you still got made fun of.
Yeah, it's kind of like playing an FCS team. In football.
Why are you talking about football?
No, but it really is. And that's why, that's my whole point. I'd rather play, you know, a lower level Big 10 team if I'm Iowa State. Because at least, you know, I'd rather go to Minnesota or to Purdue than to Toledo. Because then you can go, well, we lost to a Big 10 team. It's all about perception.
How many FCS teams won this year? Like six?
What's your point? Are you defending a loss to an FCS team?
If you need a win, it's going to come against an FCS team a lot easier than Minnesota or Purdue. Well, Purdue's kind of
I'm talking more about than like playing the MAC team.
No, yeah.
Even so.
Okay, I'll give you that.
Do the home-and-home with that team. You have a lot more to gain. Play Vanderbilt, you know. Play Northwestern. I don't care. But I know that, you know, a lot of times playing those schools will even be easier than playing the MAC games. Because you go into those places and it's a hornet's nest. I don't know how we got onto this conversation. But, you know, you've seen it every year. Like when Texas Tech goes to, like, Texas San Antonio. I mean, those places are so jacked up because a Big 12 team's playing. If Iowa State goes to Minnesota, it's like, they don't care. I don't know. What a weird conversation that we got onto. But nonetheless, I think it's one that people care about. All right, we got to take a break. We're going to bring Tim Mullen from Nebraska Furniture Mart and Clive. You got more of my money. In this past weekend.
What'd you purchase
The wife went crazy on appliances because of the pre-Black Friday sale. She just went nuts down at Nebraska Furniture Mart and Clive. We're here at Benchwarmers in Ankeny. If you're driving home from work, Hawks lead Texas 13-9. Big 12 game coming up here, a little football action in just a little bit. We're back right after this. We're at Benchwarmers in Ankeny. It's the Cyclone Fanatic Radio Show presented by Nebraska Furniture Mart and Clyde.
Visit Phillips Floors at their huge new 10,000-square-foot Ankeny showroom located at 6263 Northeast Industry Drive, just a couple of minutes west of I-35 on the Corporate Woods exit, or just a few minutes north of I-80 on the Northeast 14th Street exit. Or visit us on the web at www.phillipsfloors.com. Phillips Floors, we stand behind what you stand on.
Hey, Fanatics, this is Chris Williams from CycloneFanatic.com, and today I want to tell you about my good friends over at Nebraska Furniture Mart in Clive. Nebraska Furniture Mart has always been known for their legendary service and, of course, that unrivaled selection, but did you know that the store here in Clive has the largest appliance display in all of Iowa? There's also a huge flooring selection. They've got countertops, window treatments, and don't forget the big one. Every man loves a good television. They have a ton of them at Nebraska Furniture Martin Clive. So, did you know that Nebraska Furniture Mart also guarantees you that they'll have the lowest price? Oh yeah, they shop around all the major competitors, including Amazon, and they want to ensure that they have the lowest prices in town. So do yourself a favor, check them out. One block south of Hickman on 94th Street in Clive, it's Nebraska Furniture Mart.
Don't let an injury keep you out of the game. Trust the McFarland orthopedic surgeons and sports medicine professionals who care for area high school and collegiate athletes. McFarland Clinic physicians Buck, Greenwald, and Warmy are board certified and fellowship trained in providing the latest surgical and rehab treatment for sports-related injuries. Call 515-239-4475 for more information.
Every growing season presents new challenges. That's why AgriGold has developed one of the most diverse genetic lineups in the industry. We categorize our hybrids into families, each with its own genetic characteristics and environmental tolerances. This gives AgriGold farmers a simple way to diversify their genetics and manage risk, ensuring they'll be rewarded come harvest no matter what the season throws at them. When it comes to higher yields, no one knows corn like we do. For more information, visit AgriGold.com. At AgriGold, we know corn.
This is Chris Williams from CycloneFanatic.com on behalf of our good friends at Wilson Toyota of Ames. Now, I own two Toyotas. My co-host on the Cyclone Fanatic Thursday Night Radio Show, Brent Bloom, also owns two Toyotas. And there's a reason. We love these vehicles. So do yourself a favor, Fanatic. If you're in need of a new or even a used vehicle, go see my friend Tron Smith at Wilson Toyota of Ames. It's located up at 2212 South Duff Avenue. Tron, Danny, Denny, the entire crew at Wilson Toyota of Ames will take care of you. That is a promise. Cyclone Fanatics, the job world is a competitive place, and at all times you need to dress for success. This is exactly why you should stop into Mr. B Clothing down at 1995 Northwest 86th Street in Clive and see my buddy Tim Sitzman. Now, Mr. B Clothing is a longtime supporter of CycloneFanatic.com, but is also unmatched when it comes to the men's clothing game in Des Moines. The Mr. B staff is friendly, fun, they're very knowledgeable, and trust me, these guys will get you looking good for that next job interview, wedding, or just your everyday wardrobe. When you stop into Mr. B Clothing, be sure to tell them thank you for supporting CycloneFanatic.com.
This is Iowa State Athletics Director Jamie Pollard, and you're listening to Des Moines Sports Station 1460 KXNO.
Welcome back to the Cyclone Fanatic Radio Show, presented as always by Nebraska Furniture Mart in Clive. Let's jump right in and bring Tim Mullen from Nebraska Furniture Mart in Clive in. Tim, you guys, you know, I like it. You guys are a great partner. It's been
Thank
awesome.
You
become a good friend.
Absolutely.
You just suck in every piece of income I have. My wife's just going crazy in your store.
Yeah, try having, worked there for 10 years. I got some of my money, too.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
So, that you know, I got a projector.
Yep.
And then last week, I go in Lewis.
Great
Lewis
guy.
Is my guy.
Yeah.
That is, can I personally recommend Lewis?
If I would highly recommend it.
If you're buying appliances. And Tim's going to give you some sweet deals here.
Yeah.
In a minute. But Lewis. Request Lewis.
Yeah.
That's my guy.
Great guy. He's been with us quite a few years.
Oh.
It was great around that time frame, too, because it was Veterans Day.
Yeah.
20-year vet. Mm-hmm. Former Marine Sergeant.
Awesome.
And you probably could tell that by the way you worked with a guy.
Yeah.
No lying.
Nope.
Straightforward. Honest man.
Yeah. I mean, he was great. And I was explaining to my wife, so we went with the kitchen appliances.
Uh-huh.
We had, you know, the white ones, and we went with the stainless steel.
Yeah.
And it looks like my kitchen is like a guy who, or a gal who lost 10, 15 pounds.
Yeah.
Just trimmed it down.
Yeah.
Looks sleek now.
Maybe
I like
a little
it.
Nicer. A little yeah. nicer.
So I would recommend these deals because, you got some good stuff coming up.
What we do. You know,
tell us something about them.
You know, we're doing a little something different this week. Instead of having one crazy deal going on because we've done a lot of TVs and I just wanted to come in today and I wanted to talk about some of the promos we got going over the next couple of days because, being honest with you, we're in that mode right now for the holiday season. We just got a lot of great deals in general going on.
It's time to do it right now.
Absolutely, yeah. Coming to see you. So I got, there's one for every category I brought in today. You know, if you're looking for economical washer and dryer, right now we got a Manna washer and dryer on sale, $294 a piece, $600 for a set. You got a washer and dryer to go home.
That's great.
Yeah.
Can't beat that.
You know, if you're looking for a refrigerator, we got a deal right now starting tomorrow that's, we normally sell this refrigerator for $31.99. We're going to have it for $17.99.
A refrigerator?
Samsung 28-cube stainless steel refrigerator.
Gee, mini, Chris.
$17.99.
Did I miss out? Did I go too early?
No,
I thought I got a great deal.
Yeah, we took care of you,
my friend. Yeah, it was a good
deal. And then on the flooring side, you know, for everybody out there, we're a Stainmaster Flooring Center. We're the only one in the Midwest that can say that. Everyone can sell Stainmaster. We're actually designated a flooring center by the company. We're going to have 50% off suggested retail Stainmaster flooring. Come to the store, any Stainmaster carpet you see, 50% off suggested retail. And then, as usual, this is what we do, I think, better than anybody. We're running great financing promotions right now. You come in the store, and you're going to get 24 months, no interest financing, any purchase over $699.
We took advantage of that.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, if you have the money,
why not use
ours?
It's
no interest. You may as well.
Yeah.
Yeah, a good deal.
Yeah.
Okay, other big news.
Yeah.
We're going to be broadcasting from Nebraska Furniture Mart and Clive on December 3rd, a special Wednesday night show
Wednesday night.
The Clones play Arkansas that Thursday.
Yeah, we're very excited to it. You know, we're going to have a show out there that night, and what we're going to do that evening was, and one of the reasons I didn't do a great deal this week is because here's what we're going to do that night.
Okay.
We got a lot of great things going on. First of all, our deals that night are basically going to be leftover Black Friday deals. I'm not exactly sure what they're going to be right now, guys, but they're going to be amazing deals.
So it's like we're shaking the magic eight ball.
We are. Yeah. We are. But they're going to be stuff. My buyers are looking at what happens on Black Friday, and they're going to go, hey, we got some of this sitting here. Let's run it the same Black Friday deals we did. So you don't got to get up at 6 in the morning, you know, come out and see us Friday morning. Wait and see what happens that night. Listen to Cyclone Fanatic, and we're going to run the show 6 to 7 like we normally do on Wednesday night.
Okay.
But we're going to be open 6 to 8 that night. Come out and see us. That's also the night, gentlemen, we're going to get together and we're going to announce who wins the kegerator.
Oh, buddy.
And that's the night you pay attention. That's... All those folks that have won the picks and all those folks that have gone out there into the store and
night.
Put the slips in there, the kegerators are going to be available. So we want everybody to come out to Nebraska Furniture Mart. You know, we're 2075 Northwest 94th Street in Clive. Come out and see us on that Wednesday night, and we'll have deals going all night long, and then come see us this weekend for the great deals we got going.
Plus, you can get Chris Williams' autograph.
You can.
Please.
And then
you got a Hawk fan showing up throwing eggs at me. All right, let's get to our picks. We have a lot of intriguing games. We got to start with Kansas State at West Virginia because it's about ready to start.
Yeah.
About ready to kick off. I have Bill Snyder 27, West Virginia 24. Bloom's going with West Virginia. He already made his pick.
I got to go with the mullet.
He's going with the mullet. I'm going with the old man. Who do you got, Sam?
So by the mullet, do you mean Big Earn?
Yes.
Big Earn? Yeah, there you go.
Because that's my nickname for the guy. Yeah. I'm going Big Earn as well.
Come on.
No, sitting at home, that defense ready to go.
You guys,
I got West Virginia.
Don't ever bet against Bill Snyder. You guys know better than this.
It's hey, he needs. Remember, he said about the game time this week. He prefers a 1 o'clock Saturday game time.
We're going to talk about that later in the program.
A Thursday at 6:30 is not ideal.
We're going to talk about it later in the program.
Okay.
I'm going to bat for my guy Bill Snyder. Wisconsin's a 9.5 point favorite at Iowa. Oh man, you know what? I'm going to take the Badgers to win by 10. And here's why. I watched that Nebraska, and I can't get that game out of my mind.
Yeah.
And the last time I've seen Iowa was the Minnesota game.
It's
so I've got, all these, really bad images in my mind for Iowa.
Yeah.
So I'm going to take the Badgers in that one, Tim.
Yeah, sure. I went back and I thought about this, deeply. And after seeing that, I watched that this weekend, too. Tough to come off
that
and not think about it.
Yeah.
But I went back and thought about it. And Wisconsin to me is Melvin Gordon.
Yep.
You go back and look at some of the Iowa games when they played Pittsburgh. You know, I unfortunately can't remember the gentleman's name, but he's the number three rusher.
Yeah,
in the
I know who you're talking about. Yeah.
You know, he went off. They still won that game. They go out and play Indiana and Colvin down there,
yep.
Number two rusher in the nation.
Mm-hmm.
They still win that game.
Mm-hmm.
I think Iowa makes Wisconsin one-dimensional here and at a minimum covers this game.
It's scary, Brent, because Iowa-Wisconsin's usually a good game.
Yeah.
And 9.5's a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're good. Melvin Gordon's the Heisman winner right now.
Yep.
But if you can at least slow him down and make them throw at a little bit,
yep,
they're not like McElvoy and yep, Stavey. Yep. They're just not great quarterbacks.
So you're taking the Hawks?
I am. I would not be surprised if they went outright. It's just one of those.
Neither would I.
Where Ferentz honestly steps up. Their defensive line is still good. The problem is if Wisconsin's able to get to the edge against their linebackers, then they're going to have problems.
If that game was a 10, I wouldn't take Wisconsin. At 9.5, I'll take it.
I'm just thinking Kinnick, that's going to be a loud app for them. It's going to be loud.
And I heard one of the Big Ten announcers say this weekend that due to the Iowa roller coaster, up and down, by theory, they should lose this one. They're on the down week right now, which means they'll be up for Nebraska. But by the roller coaster,
yep,
he said he'd take Wisconsin.
Oh, man, it sets up well for the Hawks with Nebraska, too, because they're just in bloating over there.
Yeah.
All right, Louisville at Notre Dame, 3.5 points. The Irish, I don't know. Brent, who do you like?
I'll just take Notre Dame because I don't like Chris Kanakis.
Wow. All right, that's fair. Who do you like, Tim?
You know, when I picked this game earlier, I actually remembered last week where a couple times Bloom went, I don't know. and that's how I felt about this game this week. And I strictly went home team here. I know it's 3.5. It's not a lot. So I got Notre Dame here beating Louisville.
I do, too. Let's move on because I don't think anybody cares about that game.
Yeah.
Mississippi, 3.5 at Arkansas. You know, the Hogs are 8-1 against the spread this year.
Yep.
I'm going to take Ole Miss, 24. Arkansas, 21. They cover the spread, Brent.
I'll pick them to win outright. I think Ole Miss is going the wrong way. And Arkansas is playing better. I think the Hogs win it.
Yeah, last week when you and I kept, I think we were complete opposites last week.
We were.
I went up 4-4. I had a good week.
Yeah. I went 6-2. So
yeah,
we
there
were
you go.
Complete opposites.
But this is one of the games I got right and you got wrong.
Yep.
No offense.
I got crushed on it. I just ride trends, man. That's all I do.
But, you know, I think I like what Brett's saying, too. I just think Arkansas's got a little love behind them and they've been so close so many times, getting a little confidence. And I think Arkansas pulls us out of home.
All right, let's move on and talk about Oklahoma State at Baylor, 27.5 Baylor. Baylor's covered 23 of 27 at home. Oklahoma State's rock bottom right now. Dax Garmon's bad, and he's hurt. And Baylor's angry, needing to score points in front of the playoff committee. The Bears and giving by 35 points.
Wow.
Baylor. Yeah. No, this is a laugher. Laugher. Kansas would beat Oklahoma State right now. They're not very good. They're a bad team right now. I like Baylor to cover. Who do you like, Tim?
I think it's the perfect trap game for Baylor.
But they lost to him last year.
Yeah.
So the revenge factor.
I think for everything where it's at right now, I know that's in their mind, but for everything where it's at right now, 27.5 is a big number. I agree with you that Oklahoma State has not played well.
Yeah.
But they have the offense to cover 27.5. They got to wake up at some time.
Yeah,
it's like a game of roulette. If black hits 15 times, doesn't have to be red on 16.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm sitting Oklahoma State here covering the 27.
All right, Blue.
I'm with Tim. It's just a lot.
Man, it's like you two versus me.
It's a lot of points.
It is. Two.
I wouldn't
one.
Touch it.
There's no such thing as too many points for Baylor at home.
It is. I know they're at home, and they've been great at home forever. Just the way that Oklahoma State's been playing, I know it leads itself that Baylor should run away with this, but you get like a cheap backdoor late, scares me.
Flip a coin with Iowa State and Texas Tech,
yep,
in my opinion. Iowa State's a 1.5-point favorite. I took Iowa State only because the trends told me to.
Right.
Only. And Texas Tech has a reputation of imploding at the end of the year under Cliff Kingsbury, and I don't know how much they're going to want to be there. I do think Iowa State is lacking for bodies and talent right now, but I think they're going to have some passion, so I'll take the Cyclones, Tim.
Yeah, you know, after last week, I'm a little skeptical about Iowa State's
offense.
You
should be skeptical about Iowa. They scored 14 points against Kansas.
Right, and I think Texas Tech scores 35 everywhere they go.
They
do. Pretty much do. So, I mean, to me, if Texas Tech comes out and puts up 30, 35 points, I'm not exactly sure that Iowa State can stick with them on this. I hope they can, but I don't know that they can.
Well,
Tim's right. Can Iowa State get to 30?
I would hope against that defense.
I hope so, too.
That's that defense is pitiful.
It's not a very good defense. Here's a stat for you, though. This is only the second trip since 1962 that Texas Tech has made north of Oklahoma in November. They
Seriously.
Never come up here in November in the late months.
Huh?
It's going to be 40, but for those guys, it's going to be a little bit
It'll feel like
we don't, and
20.
They can't make a bowl game.
Yep.
We don't. They're got their defensive coordinator accusing the old defensive coordinator of stealing signals. They're a mess. Who wants to be there? I think Iowa State does at home.
Yeah.
And I think they show up, play with a little bit more fire, and put that one away early.
I hope so. Huge recruiting weekend for Iowa State. Huge, like a game-changing type. Well, not game-changing, but it's a game-saving, I would say, type recruiting weekend. Tim, thanks, man.
No, absolutely.
Send me those over, and I want to get all these deals posted on the site for people. So if they came in late, and you can go to our football forum is where I'll post them at cyclonefanatic.com, and we will we'll make sure and get everything posted.
We will.
All right.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it, Chris.
Thank you,
Tim.
Yeah. Nebraska Furniture Mart in Clyde. They got all my money right now. The wife, man, she's obsessed with, like, the – there's
what you get?
You know, it's weird. No, I got a great deal.
What'd you get?
We got the four-pack for the kitchen.
It's all of them?
Yeah, you got a refrigerator. You got a dishwasher. You got a you know, everything.
Man.
Yeah, we got it all.
You got a nice
but
maker?
But it's weird to me how, yeah, everything.
Okay. That's the key.
You had to have the ice.
You got to have the
got
ice.
The crushed ice.
Right. Oh, it's epic.
Like, it's like how much, like, appliances can make a woman happy. Like, my wife, I'm not kidding. Like, we've been married 5 years. I've never seen her look happier than when she got new appliances. I don't understand it.
You got your projector, she got
new appliances. Yeah, but, I mean, she was just, like, in seventh heaven last night, staring at this refrigerator.
So didn't she make something to eat?
No. Oh, man, I hope she's not listening right now. I just got myself into trouble. I want to go now up to Ames and talk to my good buddy Dr. Buck up at the McFarland Clinic, who wrote a great blog today on labrums and shoulder. Doc, all this stuff over my head, but it was a good read. We actually got a lot of reaction on social media about your blog on labral tears of the shoulder, and you had some good pictures and everything. And you know what? I've just come across, and I've read your guys' blogs all football season long, Doc. And it just, you know, we talk a lot when we're talking TVs and projectors. We're just talking about appliances and just about technology. But your guys, like the medical field, the technology, I've never sat down and thought about how far things have come in like 10 years for you guys. How do you stay up on everything, Doc?
Well, we go to a variety of meetings, and we are constantly reading articles. We do surgery on simulated patients. But, yeah, the technology, you got to keep up with the technology, because what we're doing now, you know, 5 years from now will be passe. So you got to keep up.
Yeah, well.
It is fun. It's a fun venture.
You were talking about the labral tears today, and I thought it was interesting that we never heard about these, like, right, 10, 15 years ago. Why was that?
Well, I think because I've been around long enough to know that when we had athletes, football players injuring their shoulder, I mean, in the old days, we'd make an incision, go in there, and would repair it. And to be honest, the shoulder's a deep, hard joint to work on, so you can't just go in there looking around. So, you know, with the advent of arthroscopy, I mean, it's really opened our eyes. And this labrum is this cartilage structure around the socket, and it deepens the shoulder and kind of works as a suction cup to keep the shoulder in place. But that also means when it gets injured that the shoulder kind of falls apart, doesn't work so well.
Yeah, well, I tell you what, today's blog was especially fascinating for me. You got some great pictures up there, and you can go check it out right now. Go to the football portion of cyclonefanatic.com. Dr. Buck and Dr. Warmy and Dr. Greenwald, they do a great job up there at the McFarland Clinic of taking care of the Cyclones. Dr. Buck, are you picking the you got to be picking a Cyclone victory on Saturday, right?
Well, I actually am. I think that Tech's going to come in here overconfident and not happy to be playing in winter conditions. And as long as we can get a reasonably good start, I think we're going to stomp them.
All right. Thanks, buddy. We appreciate your time, Dr. Buck.
Okay.
Have a great
good
weekend.
Chris.
You too. Dr. Bye. Buck from the McFarland Clinic up there in Ames. All right. We got to take a break. Come back. More Cyclone Fanatic Radio right after this on 1460 KXNO.
Maybe you're driving to work. Maybe you're driving home. Or maybe gas prices are driving you crazy. So drive by Hy-Vee and sign up for the Hy-Vee Fuel Saver Rewards Card. Simply shop at Hy-Vee and earn savings on fuel. You could save $2 or more per gallon each week. Hy-Vee Fuel Saver, good at more than 1,200 gas stations across the Midwest, including Hy-Vee Gas, Casey's General Store, and participating Shell stations. Sign up today. Some restrictions apply.
This is Chris Williams from CycloneFanatic.com on behalf of our good friends at Wilson Toyota of Ames. Now, I own two Toyotas. My co-host on the Cyclone Fanatic Thursday Night Radio Show, Brent Bloom, also owns two Toyotas. And there's a reason. We love these vehicles. So do yourself a favor, Fanatic. If you're in need of a new or even a used vehicle, go see my friend Tron Smith at Wilson Toyota of Ames. It's located up at 2212 South Duff Avenue. Tron, Danny, Denny, the entire crew at Wilson Toyota of Ames will take care of you. That is a promise.
Yeah, we've run into a bit of a snag with your home loan.
What?
Yeah, sorry, but we're going to have to delay your closing for a few days, okay?
Not okay at all. The movers are already here and my home is packed in boxes. Are you kidding me?
Don't let a stressful and delayed closing take the joy out of your next home purchase. At Lincoln Savings Bank, they put their money where their mouth is, providing local approvals and the extensive home loan products that fit your needs. Best of all, the mortgage professionals at LSB are there for you when you need them most. Lincoln Savings Bank is dedicated to providing the service and value you need for your purchase loans. So don't let ruin your day. Visit one of LSB's convenient locations in Clive, Ankeny, and Adel today, or check out their loan closing guarantee at mylsb.com/guarantee. Lincoln Savings Bank. The right people, the right process. Period. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hey, Fanatics. This is Chris Williams from CycloneFanatic.com, and today I want to tell you about my good friends over at Nebraska Furniture Mart in Clive. Nebraska Furniture Mart has always been known for their legendary service and, of course, that unrivaled selection. But did you know that the store here in Clive has the largest appliance display in all of Iowa? There's also a huge flooring selection. They've got countertops, window treatments, and don't forget the big one. Every man loves a good television. They have a ton of them at Nebraska Furniture Mart in Clive. So, did you know that Nebraska Furniture Mart also guarantees you that they'll have the lowest price? Oh yeah, they shop around all the major competitors, including Amazon, and they want to ensure that they have the lowest prices in town. So do yourself a favor, check them out. One block south of Hickman on 94th Street in Clive, it's Nebraska Furniture Mart.
Don't let an injury keep you out of the game. Trust the McFarland Orthopedic Surgeons and Sports Medicine Professionals who care for area high school and collegiate athletes. McFarland Clinic physicians Buck, Greenwald, and Warmy are board certified and fellowship trained in providing the latest surgical and rehab treatment for sports-related injuries. Call 515-239-4475 for more information.
Your home for Iowa State women's basketball is right here. This is head coach Bill Fenley on Des Moines Sports Station 1460 KXNO.
Welcome back to the Cyclone Fanatic Radio Show, here presented by Nebraska Furniture Mart Clive, or Benchwarmers in Ankeny. Good crowd tonight, having fun. Good basketball, good football. Kansas State getting ready to kick off at West Virginia right now, which I want to talk about Bill Snyder. A report came out earlier in the week from the Wichita Eagle, I believe.
Sounds right.
Yeah.
One of those.
I'll buy it.
Telus Robinette is the author of this piece. The headline is Bill Snyder longs, which is just funny to me.
But he Bill yearns.
Well, we bring Kirk Holland back onto the program, too, by the way. But Bill Snyder longs for more Saturday afternoon games on Kansas State's schedule. Let me give you a good quote from Snyder. I've never heard of 3 o'clock game, Snyder says. And while you're at it, how many times have I said it here? It won't be long before we're playing TV games 7 days a week, right? We're up to 5. I just looked last night at the list. There's a Tuesday night, Wednesday night, Thursday night, Friday night, and, of course, Saturday. That's 5 out of 7. We've got 2 days to go, and we'll be having televised games 7 days a week. I told you it was coming. I think we all can agree that it's a little hypocritical for Bill Snyder to be paid what he's paid and then rip television. I think it's very hypocritical, actually. But do you appreciate the traditional stance that Bill Snyder's taken? Because I sure do.
No.
Back when I was a kid, I'd sit around and listen to the radio. Like Bill, I'd listen to Bill Snyder's team.
The staggered start times are so much better for the TV watcher than they used to be. When everything was on, well, yeah, you're right. You couldn't even watch games. You got like 3 games a day, and you had to listen to the rest on the radio. Bill Snyder's making $2.5 million a year right now.
He's very generous, I'm sure.
I'm sure he gives some to charity. He would not
be Bill Snyder Family Stadium, okay?
Who names a stadium? But anyway.
He has a statue.
But
there's a statue.
This TV money is why these athletic departments are so big. And
very hypocritical.
It's so hypocritical.
But don't you, Kirk, appreciate Bill Snyder standing up for the way things used to be, the good old days?
I wish everyone could see your fist pump right there.
I love Bill Snyder, man. He just makes me feel all warm and fuzzy.
I don't care
inside.
About Bill Snyder. I care about me and my convenience.
Oh, okay. You like Maction? Are you a fan of the Maction?
Yeah. Well, I'm not really watching now since basketball's on.
I actually sat down and watched a little bit.
There's no MAC team this year that's like
they don't have like
10-2.
The Northern Illinois.
So you have kids. What is the
lots of them
easiest start time? Because I get the complaint. Like, the 1 o'clock is probably ideal for most people, if not realistic.
There's no TV games at 1 o'clock, though.
No.
Nothing
not.
Starts
start then, yeah. It depends on ages and naps and whatnot. But, I mean, we drag our kids wherever we go anyway. So
good for you.
Stuck with
That's the way it should be.
I don't care if you're tired. You're going.
Why is Snyder complaining about 3 o'clock games is what I don't get. He wants a Saturday afternoon game. It's 3 o'clock.
It's too late.
No, you're but I
like
I
senior don't, special at Perkins.
He eats supper like at 3 o'clock, I think, is the problem.
Here's another quote. It used to be that everyone played at 1 o'clock. That was the game time. We wanted to be a little different, so we said, we will start at 1:10. Then ours will be over later, and people will pay attention to it.
Is that serious?
Yeah, and then here's another one. Secondly, there is convenience for a fan base. You've got time in the morning to get here and go home if you can't be with those individuals staying overnight. If you play in the morning, you've got to come the night before or get up at 3 a.m. Night game, it's the same on the other end. But, Bill, who's going to pay you $2.5 million? That's the issue. But I will not retract from my stance that Bill Snyder is great for America.
He's great for himself.
Why do you hate him? Is it just because you're like, because I'm not an old guard Iowa State guy.
He's such a selfless fan.
Is it just because he beat up on the clones and you're jealous?
Yeah,
I get it.
That's actually all it is.
Yeah. That's why Iowa State fans hate Baylor, too.
But if he's so worried about the old time, how about take a salary like the old time?
That's the best point I've heard all night.
Before inflation.
$150,000 a year. let the university save. Maybe give that money into the economy.
And try recruiting.
So worried about it.
Yeah.
Yeah, recruit. Like
try recruiting people. If you're playing at 1 o'clock and never on TV, Bill.
Come on, Bill.
He'd still get the JUCOs.
They gave him a contract extension. His contract runs until like 2021. It's unbelievable.
I'm 75
years old.
His last year, the first time, the only time was last year, I was like, man, this guy's lost it. They're on their way out. When they brought him back, I was just laughing. Like, oh, this is so much better for us than Ron Prince.
Chris, they have to.
So was I.
They have to hit a wall at some point, correct?
Not with Bill Snyder.
But they did last time.
My question, Snyder's kid's going to take over, right?
Yeah.
Can he keep it up?
Guess. I don't think so.
It's not the same.
Has somebody hiring a coach's son ever worked?
That will never work.
Like, it doesn't work. Because everyone says you're not your dad.
Well, and there's no such thing as another Bill Snyder.
That's why there shouldn't be any of that, what's the word for it in government?
Nepotism?
Nepotism. That's why nepotism doesn't work.
This is a very intelligent conversation.
People do not trust... Yeah.
You know who I do trust is Glenn Waterhouse and State Farm Insurance with my life insurance needs. Seriously, that's the segue of all segues right there. But I'm giving props to my guy, Glenn Waterhouse from State Farm Insurance. He played for the Cyclones. He's not here. He usually joins us for a segment. He's not here tonight. Glenn's taking care of some business elsewhere. But I want to encourage you to give him a call for your life insurance. He does all the insurance. You need a boat insured, he'll insure your boat. He'll do anything. 515-223-5566. Again, Glenn Waterhouse Insurance, State Farm Insurance, 515-223-5566. He is a former Iowa State Cyclone. And I promise you, if you go in and talk insurance with Glenn, you're going to end up talking more Cyclones than you do insurance, which is what makes it a great experience. All right, we got to take a break. When we come back, we're going to play Capital Orthopedics 5 questions here with Kirk Holland, the Encyclopedia. Brent Bloom getting ready to go head-to-head with Kirk. We'll be back right after this from Benchwarmers in Ankeny, the Cyclone Fanatic Radio Show presented by Nebraska Furniture Mart in Clive on 1460 KXNO.
Hi, this is Austin Arnaud. As a quarterback in high school and college, you quickly learn to develop trust in your teammates and the guys playing other positions around you. none more so than your receivers. When you drop back, go through your progressions, and zero in on your target, you have to know that when you lob that pass, it's going to land in the sweet spot of your receiver's hands and lead to a touchdown. A good receiver is a quarterback's best friend. Maybe that's why Mark Charter is the most recommended realtor in Central Iowa. Having played receiver so well in high school, Mark developed great communication skills, precision, follow-through, and perhaps most importantly, carried the burden of never wanting to let his QB down. Now an accomplished real estate professional with RE/MAX, Mark works for a different QB, you, his clients. When you work with Mark to buy or sell a home, he combines his experience with your needs and desires to help you reach your own end zone. Touchdowns are great, but a successful real estate closing is even better. And Mark knows how to deliver both. Don't take my word for it, though. Read all the reviews about Mark you'll find on Trulia.com, Angie's List, and, of course, MarkCharter.com.
Visit Phillips Floors at their huge new 10,000-square-foot Ankeny showroom located at 6263 Northeast Industry Drive, just a couple of minutes west of I-35 on the Corporate Woods exit, or just a few minutes north of I-80 on the Northeast 14th Street exit, or visit us on the web at www.phillipsfloors.com. Phillips Floors, we stand behind what you stand on.
Cyclone Fanatics, the job world is a competitive place, and at all times you need to dress for success. This is exactly why you should stop into Mr. B Clothing down at 1995 Northwest 86th Street in Clive and see my buddy Tim Sitzman. Now, Mr. B Clothing is a longtime supporter of CycloneFanatic.com, but is also unmatched when it comes to the men's clothing game in Des Moines. The Mr. B staff is friendly, fun, they're very knowledgeable, and trust me, these guys will get you looking good for that next job interview, wedding, or just your everyday wardrobe. When you stop into Mr. B Clothing, be sure to tell them thank you for supporting CycloneFanatic.com.
Every growing season presents new challenges. That's why AgriGold has developed one of the most diverse genetic lineups in the industry. We categorize our hybrids into families, each with its own genetic characteristics and environmental tolerances. This gives AgriGold farmers a simple way to diversify their genetics and manage risk, ensuring they'll be rewarded come harvest no matter what the season throws at them. When it comes to higher yields, no one knows corn like we do. For more information, visit AgriGold.com. At AgriGold, we know corn.
There's really only one steak place that has the best steak. The most tender, most flavorful, mouth-watering steak. A place that makes the choice to serve you the best choice. Because we believe there really is no other choice. Hy-Vee Choice Reserve. Premium, hand-selected, 100% natural beef. Hy-Vee Choice Reserve. Because our choice is your best choice.
Sports radio in Iowa starts and ends right here. This is Des Moines Sports Station, 1460 KXNO.
Welcome back to Bench Warmers in Ankeny, the Cyclone Fanatic radio show presented by Nebraska Furniture Mart in Clive. Time now for Capital Orthopedics Sports and Capital Orthopedics. Five questions here on the Cyclone Fanatic radio show. If you're a weekend warrior, high school, college, pro athlete, you're going to get hurt every once in a while, and they have 9 board-certified physicians and 12 outreach clinics at Capital Orthopedic Sports Medicine, where we can get you the personalized care that you deserve. That Clive Clinic has state-of-the-art facilities, imaging, physical therapy, rehab, personal physicians to get you back in the game. Call Capital Orthopedic Sports Medicine today at 515-440-2676 or visit them on the web at dsmcapitalortho.com. I have 2 questions for Kirk Holland and Brent Bloom. I think they're going to take the entire segment. They are fairly in-depth questions. These are my questions to you, gentlemen. Since Kirk is our challenger, we will let him go first. Who's the starter?
I think I beat Bloom last time I was here. But no, that's okay.
No, fine. We'll let Bloom go. When everybody is available for Iowa State basketball, who's the starting lineup?
Oh, man. Oh, boy. Monte Morris.
Yeah, duh.
Well, you asked the question.
Yeah, I know. I'm just
giving you an answer.
All right.
Dejon Jones.
Yep. That's correct.
Dustin Hope.
Okay.
George Niang.
Yep. Now, this is the tricky one.
And Jameel McKay.
They're going to start Niang, McKay, and Hope?
Yep.
Okay. Why? Well, give me. No, you got to get. Well, okay, now
no,
you go.
No.
It's a big
can
lineup.
I change?
Yeah, you can. Absolutely.
No, I don't know who to take out, though.
Well,
I need a shooter. I need a shooter in there.
Yeah, you need Matt Thomas or Nas Long.
I need one of those two guys in there. But who do I take out?
This is like the old North Carolina problem where they would switch their – they had six starters and they would alternate the sixth guy.
That's what it is. Whoever
it
was. Right.
It was an Njai and a, I don't remember the other
Kirk name. Wins.
Well, is this game one or is this
– No, this
game
is,
one of, of McCain
no, this
coming
is
in?
Like the – once they settle on a starting lineup.
Maybe you bring McCain off the bench?
I don't – Long is good off the bench too.
I would,
you need a shooter.
I would rather start Matt Thomas and have him play 15 minutes and bring Naz in as your gunner.
There's no answer to that question.
I don't, because Fred values minutes more than he does the start. Like Fred's deal is, I want my second
but
rotation
who,
to be good.
So then who plays the most minutes? I'll throw it right back at you.
The most
the same.
The three with the
Naz
most.
Naz will play more minutes than Matt.
Yes.
And
Monte, George, and Bryce will play
majority
34 yes. minutes a game, probably.
And McKay is really, I don't know.
George may be the next one. Yeah. Sorry.
George won't play 34 minutes.
He can.
I don't know. 32? We're splitting hairs.
Yeah.
But seriously, though, like, this is when it gets fun, though, is watching this rotation develop.
Well,
this is where, like, it's like, totally in modern day Iowa State basketball, unlike anything we've ever seen. Modern day, I don't consider
you
the Tim Floyd.
You need a shooter in the starting lineup, but
yes,
Hoiberg's also a huge fan of the spark off the bench.
Yes, and that's Naz.
Like,
I don't see that being Matt Thomas.
That's why Tyrus McGee never started, because they like bringing him off the bench.
But
he was probably one of the top five players when he played.
If you start those five I said, they're going to get zoned.
It's pretty rare for a team to switch zone based off lineup.
I understand, but who's the shooter there? Like, John Jones is a good
Monte.
Shooter, right? Monte's a...
Maybe. Monte has been solid.
Dude, he's like 60% from the arc, right? 4 for 6.
You got to have that threat to open up, spread the floor.
You do. And against Georgia State, Naz missed his first two or three, and I was already looking around like, oh, God, who's going to make one? But thankfully, Naz just doesn't have a conscience and kept shooting. So, I think you might have to leave
as Naz. As good as Naz was on Tuesday or on Monday night, I didn't think he was very good at all against Oakland. Like, I didn't think he was very good at all. In that basketball game, so I'm still like I don't think you're for like a Final Four caliber team. I don't think Naz plays 30-35
no,
minutes.
No, but what he does, and it's more than just making shots. It's that threat of making a shot, which pulls all the defense to you, and mm-hmm. That way the whole floor opens up.
And
so
if he
or Thomas need to be out there,
yeah. And I don't think it's so much a Naz thing. It's I've been saying, and I'm just guessing, but. Between him and Matt, it's just kind of one of the two has to be making shots.
Mm-hmm.
So I think George can make some shots. Monte
sure.
can make some shots. Bryce allegedly can make some shots.
Looks like he can.
Yeah. I mean,
and even Hogue,
I think
from
he's one
what
of
I
five
hear,
so
Hogue
far.
Can actually step out and make a three.
I like Hogue's shot selection, though. He's slowed down mm-hmm. since the beginning of last year. He's kind of found his niche in the middle of the
I think
the
he's benefiting from Melvin not being there. I think he knows his role.
He has to start, though.
No, oh, I agree.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Completely agree. Most underrated player on the team. All right, second question. Does Kansas
– We never really
We're not even
that.
Playing for points. We're just like
– Yeah, we're just – Kirk got that point, though, just because I really like Kirk.
Because you can't let Bloom win.
Does Kansas
ever.
Win the Big 12 this year? Is this finally the year they get dethroned, Bloom?
Yeah. I didn't like what I saw. I know it's early, but –
You're off the Kansas. You're done.
Fran Camp not being there was a bigger hit than I expected. They can't shoot, and they're not as big – They can't throw Embiid out there and Wiggins to disrupt you defensively as much as they could last year.
Well, the thing I thought was hilarious, I was looking at some Kansas fan response, and someone made a really good point that they basically have a really small – they have an undersized team, but they can't shoot. Like, if you have an undersized team, you have to be able to make shots. And against Kentucky, they just kept driving it. They only took 15 threes.
Mm-hmm.
If we play Kentucky, we better shoot about 35 threes. Like,
yeah.
That is your way of survival. And – I mean, granted, they only made three, so it's hard to say keep shooting. But
they'll be there, Chris, at the end. But if this, they look as vulnerable to me since they have been in a decade.
So you're both saying no?
I mean, yeah.
You have to have an answer. Who's going to win the Big 12?
Through two games?
Yeah.
I don't.
This is five questions. This isn't ride the fence on Thursday night. Answer the question.
From what I've seen, through two games, Iowa State – is the best team in the Big 12.
Bloom's got the clones. Who do you got, Kirk?
I have to agree, and it's one we've talked about it a bunch. It's terrifying. It's terrifying to have expectations, get your hopes up. But Oklahoma, I think we've seen some of their vulnerabilities. Kansas, a little bit. Texas is struggling with Iowa right now. I mean, Iowa might be pretty good.
This is just we're just beating the Hawk trolls tonight. Is what we're doing.
They listen to this?
Oh, guaranteed they are. Their team's playing, and they're tuning into KXNO right now. Thanks, guys. It was fun. Brent Bloom,
indeed.
Kirk Holland. And thanks to everybody else who stopped by. Tim Mullen, Nebraska Furniture Mart, Clive, Dr. Buck up there at the McFarland Clinic. No show next week. It's Thanksgiving. I ain't going to be here. Neither should you.
So long, Haley, everybody. Go to bed.
Yep.